Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's a word from special guest speaker Alyssa Meyer.
And it's more than just to moms, it's for our whole church family, but it's just good to hear from a mother's heart. And so Alyssa, come on up and share with us what you got.
I don't know about all this stress on Mother's Day. This wasn't a very relaxing morning for me, having to speak like this, making the woman work on Mother's Day, I tell you what. No, I actually had a really good morning. Judah was the one that took the most interest in serving me today. He was coming up with all sorts of fun things for me. Mom, you just stay in bed. We'll bring you breakfast. And so he brings me breakfast in bed, and he goes, now wait right there. And he comes, and he brings in my makeup bag. And he goes, you can put your makeup on in bed. And he goes, he said, but I bet you're wondering how you're going to see yourself. I go, well, I am. He goes, I have a mirror. I mean, just thought through the whole thing. It was just precious. And just, I could hear him whispering with Brock all morning and how else I can be served. And it was just precious. But I'm so excited to address the women today. I'm calling this message Mom on Mission, M-O-M, Mom on Mission. But if you're not a mom, you can substitute Man on Mission or Ma'am on Mission if you're not a mom. So this really applies to everybody. But since it's Mother's Day, we'll just kind of stick with that. So first I thought I'd start off with something kind of fun. Here's how several elementary school students answered the following questions about moms. So the question is, why did God make mothers? These kids answered, one kid answered, she's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. Another kid said, mostly to clean the house. Another one says, this is my favorite, to help us out of there when we were getting born. We sure did help those kids get out of there when they were getting born. Okay, so then another question was, how did God make mothers? And here, so this is great. One kid says, magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. Oh, another, I'm assuming is a little girl, she said, God made my mom just the same like he made me. He just used bigger parts. And then the last question they asked these kids, what ingredients are mothers made out of? They said, God makes mothers out of clouds and angel hair and everything nice in the world and one dab of mean. And then somebody else said, they had to get their start from men's bones. Then they mostly use string. They mostly use string, I think. So mostly men's bones. I read about a pastor who actually no longer will preach a Mother's Day message. Oh, there come the tears. And I, this year more than any other year, know why he doesn't preach a Mother's Day message anymore. And it's because of the heartache of so many daughters, sons, mothers themselves. There's so much heartache that comes along with this day. Women that can't have children, women, I know my sister-in-law is having a rough day today. My niece, her little girl died 2 years ago, and there's just a big old hole in the heart. I was just talking to a friend the other day, and she goes, I hate Mother's Day, and because it just brings a lot of stress on her, and it just highlights the relationships that aren't there. And so I get it. It's a reminder sometimes of our pain. So I want to be sensitive to that today. And I hope that this morning can be a time of healing and restoration and a blessing to you this morning instead of highlighting the pain that might be in your heart this morning. So that is my goal for us today, is to bring life to women, to you, and to discuss ways we can go from possibly dying, you're in a season of dying, to maybe you're just surviving and to thriving. So I've got a few pictures of some moms. Jax, can you throw these up? There's several different kinds of moms out there. This might be you. This is the mad mom. You are just so ticked off at that little boy for doing that thing again. Then next we have overwhelmed mom. I have definitely been here. You're just being pulled every which way, and you've got the laundry and the kids, and oh my gosh, just overwhelmed. We've got the stressed out mom. I know we have all been here. If my husband just even talks to me, I just need to go lock myself in the closet and eat a candy bar all by myself. That's the stressed mom. Then we have the tired mom. We live here, mothers, don't we? Look at that. I could just take a nap right now. and then there's the don't even think about it, hubby mom. Don't even think about it, darling. That's that mom right there. And then here's the goal, the thriving mom. This is what most of us should look like most of the time. Even in the midst of the stress or the task lists or the to-do lists, this is the goal, is to shine through it all. This is a picture in my mind of a thriving mom. She just looks full of joy. She's conquering her day. She's confident. She's full of love in her own heart so she can give love to her kids and her husband. To me, that is the picture of a thriving mom. So personally, I've just recently, some of you may know this, I came out of a season where I was just surviving. I took on quite a bit. I got a little excited, a little zealous, and I started two businesses here in Fairmount. One of them was the boutique on Main Street, and another was a photography business. Became the president of Main Street Fairmount, which has been just so fun. I'm the worship leader. I was co-leading the Bible study at that point. I was a pastor's wife. Then these little three children running around are my children, and they like to eat three meals a day and they need baths because they start stinking. And then there's laundry, and don't even get me started on that topic right now. And there's a house to clean, and I mean, that's like a lot. That's a lot to take on. And for a while, I did it. Oh, and a husband. You get shoved down there. I don't know. You're a grown man. You can make your own meals. Oh, man. Yeah, then there is my husband. But I had a lot of grace to do all of those things in that season. And I do think it was grace. The Lord just provided a supernatural strength for me to do these things. And I loved it. I really loved it. It took some sacrifice and some long hours, some 4 o'clock in the mornings. I'm editing pictures, but I loved it. I really loved it. But we definitely were in survival mode. As soon as things started piling up, I did start moving at about 1,000 miles an hour, and I'm not joking. Like, I'm going from the living room to the kitchen. What can I grab to the kitchen? I moved at a pretty fast rate. I was missing out on some family bike rides, some swim time at the YMCA, and to be honest, I secretly celebrated every time somebody canceled on me. It was just like, yes, they canceled. What are we going to do tonight? Let's do it. And I don't know. I loved it. So if you're one of those people that canceled on me, thank you so much. So I began to start feeling a little crazy, very unorganized. My kids, you know, they're waking up and I didn't put jammies on them, so they're wearing the same outfit for, you know, that day, and they slept them, and I'm like, oh, you still look good. Here you go. Go. there's no bad stains on there. Go to school. You're fine. You know, things were starting to get a little crazy. I was unfocused. Started dropping the balls, just hard to keep juggling that kind of schedule. I started feeling anxious, which was a new one for me. I'm a pretty laid back person that just enjoys life and goes with the flow. So to feel anxiety was totally new, and I hated it. If any of you struggle with anxiety, I feel your pain. Oh my word, I would be just driving down the road, going to the grocery store. That should not cause anxiety. And all of a sudden, this like twisting in my stomach and like a nervousness, and all I'm doing is going to the grocery store. It came out of nowhere. And or before a photo shoot, I'd done hundreds of these. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I can't think of poses? And what if I go blank? And just anxiety. It was awful. I started getting impatient with my kids. They were messing up my routines and messing up my schedule, and so you kind of get a little bitey. Never to you, though. Wasn't I a perfect angel? Perfect angel to my husband. Yeah, I get a little bitey, and I got unhealthy with my body. I got overwhelmed thinking about what we were going to eat for dinner, so therefore it resorted to, we got any chips in the pantry, you know, do we have, like, just grab a handful of, what are those, Goldfish crackers or, you know, whatever. So I put on about 20 pounds just trying to survive, not healthy at all. And not sleeping. The kids would come to me. It's like 9 o'clock, and they got their teeth brushed, kind of whatever. And they'd be like, "Mom, I'm hungry." I'm like, "Go to bed. I have had it. Like, go to bed." And they're like, "But I'm hungry." I'm like, "You should have eaten dinner." They're like, "You didn't give us any." I was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't. I didn't feed my kids. What kind of mother am I?" Oh my word. So I was like, go get a banana. So anyway, we were in survival mode. That is what surviving looks like. But the way I see it, I was just teaching them excellent survival skills. I actually told Brock this once. I said, you know, I think if something happened to us, they would live on their own for maybe a month. I've trained them to really take care of themselves. I was feeling like, man, this is a lot of sacrifice. Everyone around me is gaining quite a bit. The town, we're seeing some momentum in Fairmount, and Main Street has just done some great things. The church has done some great things, you know, things that I've been participating in. I was just seeing some good things, yet I'm dying. Like, I'm not making it. Everybody else is starting to thrive, and I'm starting to survive or even kill myself doing this. No one should have to live like that. To me, that's not a life that I would really want to sign up for. This is it. I just want to go and drive myself right into the ground for the rest of my life and just survive. That's just not the picture. That's not the picture that I'm going for here. So something had to change. So I'm going to share with you some things that I did to get me out of surviving and into a place where I feel like right now, I feel in my heart of hearts, I'm thriving. But it took some action steps, and it took some saying no. So maybe today you will go home with some ideas on some things you can tweak to guarantee the best life for you, your marriage, and your kids. I have a heart to help people come into their best life, because life is so, it can be so fun and enjoyable, and I want that for every single person, but it's hard to get that in today's world. So hopefully today we can talk about some things we can do. I took a survey a few months back, if you kind of remember that, it was on Facebook. I was totally curious as to what these women would say. There were 10 questions that I asked, and I'm not going to read them all to you today, but I do want to highlight some of the biggies. They're up here on the board. You can see question number one was, do you feel like you are thriving, surviving, or dying? Now, 178 women took this survey, but because I'm too cheap to pay SurveyMonkey any money, I can only see 100 responses. So this is actually one out of 100. So you can see over to the right, 29 people said, I'm thriving, I love my life, I'm in a good rhythm. 65 people, so 65% of all of the moms said, I am surviving, I'm just trying to stay afloat, I'm productive but exhausted. And then 8 women said, I am dying, I feel I've lost all sense of who I am and why I'm on this planet. I'm lost and need rescued. The fact that there are even 8 women that I know feel that way, I want to go find them. I don't know who they are, but I want to go find them. I go, let's grab some coffee, because that should not be your life. And then those 65 women, I also want to take out to coffee and go, what can we do to get you into thriving and loving your life, even though it's crazy? Now, I'm not saying that things won't be stressful or you won't feel overwhelmed at times. I still feel that way, but in my heart, and in the majority of the time, and even amongst the stress, I have the perspective and the connection with Jesus to really still enjoy my life. There's a song by called Thrive by Casting Crowns, and it's, this is a little small part of it. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive. Isn't that great? So John 10:10, it's like our family verse. We love this verse. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Some other versions say, and have it more abundantly. So what this verse doesn't say is, I have come that they would have a crazy and hectic life. Or, I have come that they may have life to the point of exhaustion. It doesn't say that, does it? It says, I have come that you would have life and life to the full. To me, that is a picture of just joy and peace and patience and loving your life and your kids and your husband. Jesus came for the opposite reason of the thief, that in him we may have life, the best life. So my first point is, let's make Jesus our everything, because that is where I get my strength. That is where I get my joy. That is where I get my wisdom on how to raise my kids or manage our money and do all of those things. It's making Jesus my everything. Question number 2 was, how do you describe, is that up there? Yep. How do you describe your relationship with Jesus? This didn't shock me. The results here, sorry, my little thingies. This is not working with my wardrobe. And it did not come in pink. Okay. okay, so how do you describe, maybe it's my hair. No, it's up here. Okay, well, okay. How do you describe your relationship with Jesus? So check this out. The majority of women said, I am a Christian and love Jesus, but it's difficult to find time to get into the Bible and prayer. So that was the highest amount. And so let's just touch base on that right now. This, you have got to make time for. This is something that if you don't have any air in your lungs, I guarantee you, you will find it. You are going to find air in your lungs. You will fight, claw, kick to open up those airways, won't you? I see Jesus as my air. I have to have it. I have to have Jesus. And so what that meant for me, because I am very busy, and I did this in my busiest season, I woke up 1 hour before everybody else, and I hate waking up before anybody else because I could be sleeping. That's an extra hour of sleep I could have, and I'm already tired. I woke up 1 hour before everybody else and turned on my worship music, opened up my Bible. Right now we're doing the Esther study from Beth Moore. I love it. I love it. I am connecting with Jesus in a really fun way by that Bible study. And I feel his presence just kind of wash over me and cleanse my mind and cleanse my heart from the yuck that gets in there. And I'm plugging in to this life source that's a person who loves me and has nothing but amazing plans for my life. Why would I not plug into the most powerful source in all of the universe and galaxies? That is a must. So I would wake up and do this. And you know what? I actually started looking forward to 6 o'clock in the morning, which never used to happen, ever. Acts 3:19 through 20 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I also have tried to lean on my own strength, and that lasts for a little bit, and then I start going on my gas fumes and I crash. It is through Christ who gives me strength. So make time with the Lord. I promise you, he is the answer. And I guarantee you, you won't find the time. You won't find the time. You have to make the time. You have to say no to something so you can say yes to something even greater. And I promise you, it is greater. I worship all the time. I have it going in my house. I'm doing the dishes, and I've got worship music playing. And there have been several times I'm like doing dishes, and this song just hits my heart, and I feel the love of Jesus, and I just start bawling, and I'm like washing the dishes. I'm like, oh. Or when I was like in my moment, I sang the song today, Lord, I Need You. I have a memory of just like hanging over this sink and just like, Lord, I need you. I'm like weeping. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. And Brock comes walking and he's like, you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm good. He's like, okay, I'll just go over here. I'm like, I'm fine, I promise. I just love the Lord. And any song about the cross, oh, it gets me. I'll start weeping. I've sung them here. I start crying. I just can hardly get through a song about the cross because I make it personal. I'm like, he did that for me. He saved me so I could have the best life. Why are we not taking advantage of that and glorifying him through our lives and what we do? So I spend time with him. I spend time with the Lord. And then I get into his word because his word is so smart. He teaches you how to make really good choices with your money, with your marriage, with your kids. It has it all in there. And so I read it, and then I do it. And my husband and I talk about it. His word offers wisdom on how to make excellent choices. Cultivate a deep relationship with him. Seek him first, and everything will fall in order. He guides you. He gives you favor. He gives you favor with people and with himself. He is committed to you. He brings healing to your heart, which equals freedom. If you feel locked up in your heart, you need freedom. And freedom equals Jesus, and he can do that. I am a much more pleasant person when I am full of joy and full of Jesus. Wouldn't you say, Brock? Amen. Okay. Well, all right. All right. So, I mean, that's like a beauty treatment, right? I mean, we put on our makeup and our lotions and Jesus should be like the first thing. We should be wearing Jesus on our face. You know, you get in that glory and he'll make it shine. It's the best makeup you've ever had. So he gave you his life. Let's give him ours. Every minute, every hour, I need you. Every hour, I want to be with you. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that just sounds like the best life. We really don't have to worry, women, about a lot of the things we worry about. We really don't. You can walk in the confidence that Jesus has got your life figured out. That's kind of freeing for me. So point number two, your life in a nutshell is basically time, decisions, and relationships, wouldn't you say? You want to crush all three of those things. Time, decisions, and relationships. If you fail at everything else, go for it. If you win, I mean like crush them, thrive at these three things, they will determine your happiness. And it starts right here, some self-love. Throw up this question here. Question number nine was, what best describes your me time where you can focus on self-growth, rest, and personal enjoyment? What choices are you making to help or hinder you from living fully alive? What are your bad choices? We all make them. I was making some really bad choices. I filled up my schedule with so many things. It is as simple as this. You got to sit down and you got to fix it. That's what I had to do. I had to sit down and take a look at my schedule and go, I obviously can't do anything without having all of this stuff. So I had to sit down and be intentional and own my life. I had to own it. I'm going to read you a quick excerpt out of this book that I'm reading. It's awesome. Girl, Stop Apologizing. And page 20. This is a good book. You aren't going to find the time to pursue your goals. You're going to make the time to pursue your goals. And the first thing you're going to need to accept is that you are in control of your schedule. Hello. There isn't one thing in your life or your calendar right now that you didn't allow to be there. Yeah, that's some hard truth right there. So I had to take a good look at that and going, I am saying yes to all of these things. This is me. I did this. I created a crazy life. It was fun for a season, but I can't do it anymore, so I gotta fix it. I'm not gonna live like this. I have one chance at this thing. Brock talks about this a lot. I have one shot at this life. How exactly do I want to live it? That means I have to live very intentionally and say no to the things that really I like, but they aren't my top priority, so I can say yes to the things I absolutely love. So I took a hold of my schedule to bring more pleasure and enjoyment to my life. Show the next slide here. Question number three, do you have a clear mission or vision for your life? This was great. It's a good question to ask yourself. Why am I on the planet? What matters? So Brock and I every day make decisions that fall in line with our vision, our mission. So my why am I on the planet was so powerful that it made me feel passionate enough to figure out how I'm going to do it. So I first became very passionate about my why. Why am I on the planet? That became so powerful to me. I changed my life up and said, how am I going to do this? So perhaps some of these things you may want to consider doing to bring focus to your life. List your six top core values which you will live by. Mine was my faith, family, health, learning, discipleship, and community. So if you know those six values, then that is your filter of how you can make decisions. Oh, this doesn't fall, or I'm out of alignment. Man, my top core value is way down here for some reason. How did that get there? We need to get it back. Write a mission and a vision statement. So a life mission is something that you want to accomplish during your lifetime. So example, mine is, role model godly relationships to my family and community. And then your life vision is the how. Okay, so I need to have focused time with God, family, and self to make wise and exciting decisions, to serve Christ in my community and my areas of interest that will showcase God's love and demonstrate how to live with joy, peace, and freedom. That's how I'm going to do it. So each day then, I take that. Each day, you make your values a priority and a focus. Your daily decisions need to be in alignment with your values. So I got organized. I put my big girl pants on, and I got organized. And then I had a morning ritual. I started each day off with the Lord and with my Evo planner, which is designed for my brain type. So it breaks it down from a month. This is your month goals to your week. Okay, so in order to do those, here's what you need to do this week. And then today. So in order to do those, today I have to do this. I love this planner. It's saving my life. And then I said no like it was my new favorite word. I've probably said it to each one of you. Nope, can't do it. Nope, can't do it. Can't do that photo shoot. I've got a date with my kids. I got a date with my husband. Can't do it. I was totally a yes girl and pleaser, and now I am a no. I wouldn't say that, but I've gotten pretty good at saying that word. Believe that you can be this person. You might be watching me going, that's great, Alyssa. Isn't your life just perfect? You just live that fully alive, thriving life. You probably, some of you are thinking that. You can have it. I was not this happy, shiny person I am right now. I was on my way to dying. And it was as simple as making some choices in life that got me here. So please believe that this is the life that you can have. You can love it. Don't just hope to be that person for the rest of your life, because that stinks, to always kind of hope for something and it never happens. Become that person you admire. All right, so one more question. How would your husband and our kids describe you? I know what time it is, by the way, and y'all are have your Mother's Day lunches. I'm wrapping this up, I promise. See, I told him, I was like, gosh, I get so nervous. And I'm like, watch, I'm going to get up here and you're just going to have to shut me up. Okay, so question 10. How would your husband and kids describe you? I asked this question because I had in my own brain what my kids and husband would say, and I think this is what they would say. She's task-oriented instead of relational. She can't relax. Sometimes she's not as patient. And she's so busy she can't play with me. And Brock was the one that said that. Just play with me. Children and your husband, they are meant to be a blessing. They will not feel like blessings when you are out of order. They will feel like inconvenience. That stinks. My little daughter, Nora, she's like, Mom, will you play with me? I'm like, can't. Wish I could. Can't. Almost like it wasn't my fault. Can't do it. Sorry. It was a bummer. And I know that they felt it, and that broke my heart. So don't get trapped in these tasks that you put on yourselves. Live in the moment. Model the type of woman you want your son to marry. That was a good one. I'm like, would I want my son to marry somebody like this that just isn't, that's more task-oriented than relational, who isn't like fully alive? She's just kind of thriving. No, I don't want that for my son. So I want to model. I want him to see himself, the kind of woman he can get. And then I want to show my daughters what kind of woman they can be. Let me show you, girls. Let me show you what a fully alive woman looks like. I'm going to tap into my Jesus. I'm going to get organized, and we're going to get that meal plan down. We're going to love our husbands. And that's a good thing for me to keep in my eye. My kids are watching me. I'm a model for my kids. You guys, last slide. Your kids don't want a perfect mom. They want a happy mom. They want you to be happy. They don't want you to be perfect. We put this perfection on ourselves, and they don't even care. Once again, John 10:10 says, I have come that you may have a life where you... Oh, what it doesn't say. Once again, John 10:10 doesn't say, I have come that you may have a life where you stress about being a perfect Pinterest mom with the perfect birthday cake for your perfect kids and take perfect selfies of you and your perfect hot fit body in your perfect kitchen, which looks like Joanna Gaines herself decorated. Pressure's off, ladies. We do not have to be picture perfect. Our kids just want us. They just want us to be alive and happy and play. My kids aren't even, they don't care about the laundry that's on the floor. They care about me looking at them. Nora will be like, Mom, look. And then she has my attention, and then she forgets what she's going to say. She wants me. She just wants my attention and my focus. So women, I have come that you would have life to the full, life in abundance. Let's move towards being fully alive, women of God, wives, mothers, and friends, alive in Jesus. So my prayer for you this morning, go ahead and stand, and I'll pray over all of us. My prayer, I'm going to pray over you, is Numbers 6, 24 through 26. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I pray for each woman here, whether she's single, whether she's a mom, whether she's a grandma. I pray for the men, that we would be people with a mission, and it's a mission of love. It's a mission of life, fully alive life, that we would go after this thing like it was our job. Oh, we want to be fully alive with you, and you are the key, Jesus. You are the answer. I pray for an awakening of our hearts and our spirits this morning, that we would wake up to the fact that you and you alone bring life and love into our hearts. Fill us up, Lord, fill us up so we can thrive and not survive or die. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for your goodness, that you give us strength every day to have this life. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're so glad you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.